Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for being with us. Hour number two, lots to get to. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a minute. Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager, was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday afternoon. Covered a lot of ground. We'll let you hear a good portion of that conversation, about 25 minutes. And then at some point in the back half of the hour, Calvin Ridley is going to join the show.
Right.
So we might do a Wendy Zone at 10:40 and start a Wendy Zone.
Maybe fame.
Calvin Ridley might join us there. We might do the Wendy Zone in the noon hour. It's really going to be kind of keeping you on your toes in the second half of the hour in today on the program.
Man, I'm sitting here watching these clips of practice and everything, and I'm looking at what happened at Panthers practice. Yeah, get his ass up out of there.
Who, what?
This morning practice they had. Okay, this kid, JT Ivey, whatever, he's an undrafted free agent. He just headhunted up one of his damn teammates. They had to cart him off the field. Unfortunately, the boy, he's moving his arms and legs. So they cut his ass. Yeah, get him up out of here. That's your teammate. You don't do that in practice. You know what I mean? I hate people who can't practice. It's just such an irritating thing, man, because you be like, dog, we're trying to get to see. I understand practice hard, physical, all that. But you don't be taking headshots at your damn teammates, homie.
Yeah.
That just makes no sense.
I mean, what's
– get up out of here,
man. They cut him. That's what you do in those situations. Here, Keith Kirkwood was the wide receiver that he headhunted.
Now, if he was a starting safety, no, he wouldn't have been cut. He would have got his ass thrown out of practice, but he wouldn't have been cut.
Yeah,
but
he would have got yelled at, and somebody would have talked to him about how to practice.
Yeah.
What is that someone, what, trying to make an impression who's –
probably
on the outskirts of making the team or something like that?
I don't know. But that's who usually does that.
Did you have that happen at all when you were playing, the guys doing stuff like that?
No, you better not hit me. No, I'm all for physical. Because I wouldn't do that for you. I would never, I remember one of the earliest days, memories of when I was at Georgia, we had a scrimmage. And when the young guys scrimmage, it was full. You were live and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But the one thing was is that when you went across the middle, you didn't take shots at your teammates. And you don't peel back and crack back. And I just remember a guy came back, cracked back one of the linebackers. I remember it wasn't just Coach Donnie lost his mind. All the veterans, Bobo and all, and they lost it. Because it's like, this is your teammate. You can take care of your teammate. I mean, yeah, you want to be physical and all that, but you just can't be just taking out your damn teammate and having them damn cart off the damn field because you didn't win head-to-head a blow on them or nothing.
Yeah.
You don't do that. Get him up out of here. Get him. Who the coach over there? Get him out of here, Rule.
Yeah, Matt Rule.
Yeah, get him out of here, man.
And Joe Brady, he's over there too. The Falcons moved on from Sterling Hoffrichter. Apparently, it was an injury designation.
Hold on. Ain't that old boy from me?
Spencer,
Spencer,
as some people call him.
Spencer.
Yeah, Spencer, as he's otherwise known on this radio
program.
They
got him up out of here already?
Yeah, they got. Well, he's hurt. So they're signing a different punter.
I know. I saw they tell that boy from Georgia.
Yep. Cameron Nizielek.
Don't
Cameron
remember who he Nizielek. Is at all. But
fun to say.
Don't know who he is, but yeah, damn, they got Spencer by the 1 year. Huh?
Yeah, Spencer's gone, unfortunately.
Damn.
Farewell, Spencer. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go!
NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool, get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up, another way they make you smile. Some of the other videos that are circulating practice this morning, Randy, from Flowery Branch specifically, are Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts doing fun pass catching things in all sorts of different formations and lining up all over the place. Jarvis is going to be on with us in the 1 o'clock hour. He's up there tweeting about what he's seeing from Kyle Pitts today. Here's Matt Ryan from yesterday talking about Kyle Pitts as well.
It's been 3 days of camp, but you know, we had some time during the OTAs, some work all throughout the summer. You know, you can tell he's coming in really good shape. I think he's done, you know, he's done a nice job from the moment he got here. And it's been a slow, steady progression. And that's what we need to continue from him. You know, just keep getting a little bit better every day and focusing on, you know, improvement. He's definitely got the right mindset to do it. You know, keep things simple. Focus on, you know, getting good lifts in, making sure you're good during the walkthroughs, being solid during practice. Because the physical skill set is there. You know, that's going to show up, no question about it, because he's, you know, talented. But the difference is going to be, you know, getting the details down. And I think he's done a good job with that so far.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, all the very important, meticulous detail stuff that Matt Ryan was talking about is obviously valuable.
Right.
But the other part, too, you know, just be a big physical freak and be able to jump higher and run faster than everybody like Kyle Pitts can. That's going to help, too.
Hell yeah.
It's going to help him be pretty damn good.
They're going to put him all over the field, man. And what you're seeing right now, I can't wait to talk to Big J. But what you're seeing is, you know, that's, you know, they're working him in. What can he do well? All right. What he does well, where he lines up well, we're going to put him there because of the fact is that when you have a tight end, and I'm talking about a tight end like him, it's all about the defense. How do you play him? Do you play him as a receiver? Now, no defense will play him as a receiver. You know, they'll play you know, the other tight end, Jalen Hurts, as more of a tight end position. And that dictates so many different type coverages. But if he's not in the slot, he's out wide. I mean, those are the advantages. Just watch what Las Vegas does with Darren Waller.
Yeah.
How he plays. It's such a difficult, because it puts so much pressure on your defense because you're like, okay, he's all the way out there by the numbers. Am I going to take my safety out of the box to go get them? Am I going to leave a corner out there with them? Mm-hmm. Also, different things. That's going to be the fun thing to watch what they do with Kyle Pitts this year.
This may be a dumb question, and I just don't know. Like, okay. Is that something that you can decide when you see the formation that the defense is lining up in?
Meaning,
like, you get out there like, all right, they're doing this. Let's send Kyle Pitts that way. Like, the defense is not covering it correctly on that side of the field.
Oh, yeah,
single coverage. You can audible into it and get single coverage on that side of the field or something like that.
You look for matchups. Okay. And the thing with when you have a weapon like him, you just don't go line him up at a position a lot of times. You'll shift to it, you'll motion to it, and all those things. Because you just line him up, then, okay, go out there and get him. But if they move him around, that's going to put so much pressure on him. Because the one thing about him is that he's so good in space.
Yeah.
That's the advantage that he's going to have. So, I mean, it's going to be fun to watch. The thing, like Matt Ryan said, he's got to absorb it. He's got to learn it. It's a learning process because he's going to be asked to do a lot. And just call it what it is. He's going to be asked to do a lot as far as not just catching the ball, but where to line up and do different things.
Yeah, I mean, as
you got, you just don't line up a weapon like that in one spot and say, here.
No, you don't.
Right there. You don't.
Well, the other fun thing about it is, too, once you can start doing that and moving him around and, okay, we see this, we're moving him over here. At the line of scrimmage, then you can start doing it just to mess with the defense.
Yep.
You can just start throwing them off and using them as, I don't want to call them a decoy, but you can start using it to confuse the defense. And that's a huge weapon to be able to have. And hopefully Arthur Smith can start capitalizing on that as well. But you're right, though. I mean, they're going to ask him to do a lot from the very beginning, because even though he's a rookie, we understand the circumstances in which he is entering into his rookie season. I mean, Calvin Ridley is established, and he's the number one offensive weapon on this team that Matt Ryan's throwing the ball to or handing the ball to.
Right.
Kyle Pitts is after that. Like, he's the next guy.
Yeah, I'm about to believe it.
Yeah. Like, there's not a veteran running back who you can lean on. There's not another one. You know what I mean? That's it. Calvin Ridley and then Kyle Pitts is option 1B. And, you know, for a lot of guys, that's a lot week one of their NFL rookie season.
Heck yeah, dog. I mean, but that's the thing about it is you would – I won't say the pressure on him. They drafted him number 4 overall, the highest drafted tight end of all, for the reason because he's a badass.
Yeah.
Look at Twisted. That dude is wearing 8 up there in Private Branch. Oh, he's a problem. He's going to be a problem. But the thing about it is that he's still going to be a rookie. He's going to have some mistakes because that's what rookies do. Mm-hmm. But as far as just pure athleticism, man, yeah, he's going to be fine. Then he's being coached by my boy, so he's going to be good.
Yeah. You got the great tight ends coach who you're friends with?
Yeah, man.
Excellent.
He's going to be fine.
I can't wait. Honestly, like, there's a lot of parts. There's so much newness about this football team.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't wait to see Kyle Pitts out there. Just how they use him, how they're lining him, what he can do individually, physically, in space. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. All right, here's Arthur Smith talking about corner and how the scheme is going to determine who the starting corners are.
It answers what, you know, what scheme you playing. And I'm not saying that to be a smart aleck or anything, but that depends what you're going to do. I mean, if a guy's really good at man and how you're evaluating, or if you're going to play multiple coverages, you got to have a guy that's able to come up and tackle, it's got good vision, and to be able to play in zone coverage. And so we're multiple back there. I mean, obviously there's certain outliers that can play in any scheme.
Yep.
And we've seen that, and there's a couple of those guys around the league.
I mean, that's what we're hoping AJ Terrell is, though, right?
That's what they're hoping he is. He can play anywhere.
Who can be the best corner no matter what the scheme is that you're playing at the time.
Yeah. I mean, Andy, this dude, as a rookie, just look at what the task that he was given. You got that guy, AJ, and that's what they want to do here in DMPs, and they're going to give him every opportunity to do that. Some guys, and there's no knock or nothing against just being able to be a zone corner or, you know, or something like that, playing, you can only play inside. There's nothing wrong with it, because the fact is that when you are a system corner or whatever, teams get in trouble because they think that they can put you in their system and you can't do you know, you don't do anything other than what you do.
You've seen guys get paid a lot of big money in free agency who are system corners brought into a different defense and had almost no success.
None.
It happens. There's also Nnamdi Asomugha was exactly the example that I was going to give. But that money still spends, doesn't it?
He still got
that money in the bank that the Raiders gave him.
And he got Carey, too.
Are they still married?
Yeah, I think he's still married to Carey.
Good for Nnamdi.
Woo-hoo.
He's winning. All right. Here's an audio clip that's sure to get people fired up. I know that we talked yesterday about Devontae Freeman signing with the Saints. And, I mean, that to me is what it is. You sign with the team that has a spot to sign you. There's 32 teams in the NFL. You don't get to not sign with a team if it's your only offer because you played against their rival.
Right.
That was yesterday. then Devontae Freeman decided to say some stuff. So here's Devontae Freeman.
It's like this, all right, when I was in Atlanta, you know, this is our biggest rival, you know what I'm saying? And the colors, I love the colors, I've always been a Saints fan. It just sucks because we had to compete against the Saints when I was in Atlanta twice a year, so, and then it was a rival thing, you know. So, but yeah, just to be here, it's so many greats come out of here, just to be on the Coach Sean's offense and just be on the team is like, it's a surreal moment, like.
Damn it, Devontae. I mean, okay, first of all, Wendy is going off because which is always funny.
Wendy is representing the opinion of many Falcons fans, man. Though.
I like Devontae. I think because I love what he does for his people and his community back in South Florida, and that'll never change no matter what. But he ain't have to go here. You know, just like nobody believes that crap.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
Yeah, nobody believes that crap, Devontae.
He never, like. Does he know that they signed him already? Like, he's not auditioning
you
for that contract
You don't have to go in
anymore?
There and say it. I mean,
yeah. They signed you. Like, now you got to go on the field and prove it, which I think is going to be a long shot anyway.
He's going to be the third back. He don't play special teams.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not saying he can't.
Not the greatest pass protector in the world.
Yeah. But see, there it is right there. They're going to bring all that up. Yeah. Everything and bring him up. He was hurt and all this. And the people who, damn it, Devontae. All you had to do was just go down there and just chill.
Yeah. That's all you had to do.
And I don't even think the Saints uniform ain't better than the Falcons.
No, not at all.
No.
No chance.
No.
Certainly not the colors.
Yeah.
I love the Now, to me personally, the current Falcons uniforms are nice. The 80s and 90s, early 90s Falcons uniforms are still the best versions of the Falcons uniforms, in my opinion. But the current ones are good, too. But no, they're not better. It's crazy. No. Crazy talk.
Damn it,
What's
the reasoning behind doing that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so silly. Here's Frank Reich. He's in Indy now, talking about his quarterback, Carson Wentz, and the injury that we found out about yesterday.
Carson had an old foot injury, probably a high school injury that was a broken foot sometime in high school that he did not know was broken. And then what happened the other day was, in the course of practice, over time, whatever the years, something happens, just the right pressure at the right time, the right movement. All of a sudden, that little broken bone that was in there that was lodged in it comes loose. That's loose. It causes, as everybody knows, a lot of pain.
So that's why they just got to go remove the bone and not repair the bone. Because the bone fixed itself all those years ago when he played through a break or something that he didn't know about. And that's what's come up here. The thing that still stands out to me is so weird and such a difficult situation for the Colts is the timeline.
Right.
5 to 12 weeks.
Yep.
I What happened to 4-6?
Like, I mean, I think the thing with it is they're still optimistic to that he's going to play in week one. Now, he's going to have about a month off. I'm sure. I think he probably had a surgery yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's all about, they say he can start rehabbing in 2 weeks. I think that's what it was. And so, I mean, I think it's going to be more or less the pain because it's going to, I mean, you can move the bone out your foot.
Right.
Yeah. So
it's been in there for a while.
It's been in there for a while. So we'll see how, I mean, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, when you look at 5-12, I mean, that's just a lot. That's just such a, you know, they didn't give themselves, they gave themselves a lot of wiggle room, Andy. That's what I should say.
What about 5-10? Like 5-12?
Yeah, they gave themselves a lot of wiggle room to, you know, because I think when it comes back to it, it's going to be, I think, about the pain tolerance, I guess. But I mean, it's better than they had it now because the thing is that when you got these foot injuries and you want to play through it, that's, you know, of course you play through it. They got all kind of orthotics and all that.
Sure.
But more than anything, your ass going to be shooting that foot up.
But here's the other thing, though. I mean, we're not just talking about any quarterback's foot. Like, Carson Wentz likes to move. Like, he's a guy that benefits from being able to move around in the pocket a little bit and create some time. Like, part of his success is being mobile. Is he mobile when he comes back from foot surgery?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After 12 weeks.
But, and also, he's going to be rusty.
Right.
He's going to be rusty. He ain't played football in forever.
And he's never played with these guys
And the
before.
Thing about it is, he ain't coming back in, you know, training camp or OTA. No, you come in and them live bullets coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't get a ramp-up period in the regular season.
You don't.
Meanwhile, Nick Foles has, you know, just telling us who his favorite.
They better not do that, man.
Telling us who his favorite coach is.
Frank Reich is one of my favorite, if not favorite, coaches of all time. He understands me as a player. He understands me as a person. But, you know, right, I haven't had any talks with him. I don't know. I'm a Chicago Bear right now. He knows me. He understands. I mean, y'all watched the 2017 season in the playoffs where he changed the offense and built it around me, and y'all saw what happened.
He understood
my mentality as a player, and he was able to build it around me and put me in a successful position and my teammates.
You tell him, Nick, we know the only reason Nick Foles can say that because he won Super Bowl.
Yep.
All right? Because Nick Foles is whatever.
Yeah, he's right? not very good.
He's whatever.
But he won a Super Bowl. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, exactly. You saw what they did when they built the offense around me.
We got that trophy.
Me.
That's a sales pitch right there.
Oh, hell yeah. Nick is selling some. Nick is the third damn quarterback in Chicago.
Yeah,
now, I ain't mad because they're making $4 million this year. Sure, so, I mean, sure. I should be the third guy and not dress out.
Yeah, but he knows that there's no chance that he's getting that starting job ever.
Ever,
but so my thing is, why
am I trading for Nick Foles? He's not going to make the team. Well, it'd be hard to cut him because of the fact that that guaranteed money. Nobody cares. No, barely any team cares three quarterbacks anymore.
So, can you put him on your practice squad and pay him that much money?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know how that goes. But
are the Bears going to carry three quarterbacks?
That's what I'm saying. They'd be up the creek as far as having to pay him $4 million. Come on, man. $4 million for the third quarterback?
Can Andy Dalton punt or something? Like.
I don't know.
Got to do something besides sit there. All right. We'll come back and let you hear what Alex Anthopoulos had to say yesterday to Dukes and Bell. Some good conversation about the trade deadline. Interesting stuff about Freddie as well. Also, Calvin Ridley is going to call into the show at some point in the next half an hour. So be on your toes. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Jamone!
So at some point in the next 10 to 20 minutes, Calvin Ridley is going to call into the show. We're going to interview him from Flowery Branch. As practice is set to end here. First day with pads. So we'll talk to Calvin Ridley in a few minutes. Before we get there, though, Alex Anthopoulos is on with Dukes and Bell yesterday, general manager of the Atlanta Braves, talking about the trade deadline and everything else that's going on, Freddie Freeman and all that. And they started off by asking him how they pulled off the Richard Rodriguez trade on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that was done. We agreed. You know, we've been talking about him for, a while. Just back and forth, Billy, all year. I mean, the Pirates were going to move him. He didn't time with what they're doing in the rebuild. And it was just a matter of when he was going to get moved and to try to line up on a price. So we finally agreed to a deal at 320, I think, right around there. Mm-hmm. And then even though you still have 40 minutes, you still need to get your doctors and trainers. They have to look at our players. We have to look at theirs and go through all that stuff. Then you have to submit it to the league. So, the last people to know are the media department of the Braves, right? So we're scrambling, getting things done. We're making sure everyone's signing off. Once it's done and it's approved, then we contact our media department. So, look, we have a trade to announce, and then they'll connect with the Pirates. And that's why you saw it come out after 4.
Alex Anthopoulos, our guest guys here on Dukes and Bell, Braves general manager. Alex, do you feel like you addressed everything you wanted? And I mean that because, obviously, you would have spent more money. You would have tried to do more things. But we needed more bats, and we needed bullpen help. You feel like you addressed everything we needed?
I would have loved to have found a pure center fielder, the best one on the market in trade market was Starling Marte. I know we were able to get the Duval deal done, but it was not easy. And I think, if you ask Miami, their strong lean and preference would probably, if all things being equal, not to trade in the division. So, there weren't really a lot of guys that were pure, legit center fielders, everyday guys. And that probably would have been, the most clean fit for us.
Right.
If Acuña had still been healthy, I think there's scenarios where you would have seen him slide over to center and corner bats and things like that. But, no doubt, we wanted to try to get a reliever, at least one, potentially two. We certainly tried. We were open to a starter if we thought it was a clear-cut upgrade, but our guys have been throwing the ball really well. And, we definitely wanted that offense. And, you look at the infield, we're pretty much set with our position players. The way they've all swung the bats, the entire year. And behind the plate, we had Darno on his way back. So really, outfield was the place to do it. There just weren't that many guys. And but for the most part, we're glad. I mean, we did what we could, and we had to go with some platoons and things like that. But we definitely wanted to improve the club, and we felt good about doing that.
Jorge Soler, we talked about Eddie Rosario. It's Alex Anthopoulos with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're talking about the moves the Braves made. So we always wonder what moves you don't make because they want too much. So Bryce Wilson, what makes you determine that, okay, it's time to move on for Bryce Wilson, the organization?
Yeah, I guess I'd say, teams, in terms of it wasn't necessarily that we're moving Bryce Wilson. I mean, the Pirates clearly wanted him. Makes sense. Young guy, potential to be a long-term starter for them. I think what makes it more challenging for us is, and I think Bryce has a chance to have a really good long career, is Bryce is going to be out of options at the end of the year. So, he's at any point in time, he can take the opportunity and run with it and stick and have a 20-year career. But guys with options that you have the flexibility to move them up and down from the roster, it's nice to have that. So knowing that Bryce, at the end of the year, going into next year, was going to have to be on the ball club, either in the bullpen or giving him a, you know, committing to a starting spot for him. And it's not that we were opposed to doing that, but you know, there was a scenario, depending on how the offseason goes and what moves we make and who we add and so on, that it may have been a harder fit for us. So, and we looked at Rodriguez. He's an established late-inning guy. And, you know, that was just, that was part of maybe being willing to move Bryce. But look, in a perfect world, we would have kept Bryce. And you always want to, you don't want to give up everything that you do, but there was no way that the Pirates were willing to do the deal if he was not included. So we waited till about 3:20, and then we finally said yes.
Alex, when these deals go down, it's the general manager of our Atlanta Braves. When you call or they call, just generally speaking, not any one of these deals, but when you call, do you specifically have a name in mind when you call? Or is this, here are the guys, and let's talk about all of them? How does that go down?
Yeah, so I think just generally speaking, you start shopping players or offering up players on your side, the antenna goes up on the other side, right? Mm-hmm. First thing you're thinking is, why are they offering me this guy? Why are they just voluntarily, they know their players better than anybody else. So, you know, I'd say, yeah, if you have a guy that clearly needs to go, or, you know, it's obvious he's been squeezed out of a role and he's not happy, and, you know, guy had an everyday role, now he's been on the bench and so on, you can be transparent and obvious about that. You can call a guy and say, look, playing time's changed for this guy and so on. But those aren't normally are big deals. Or if everyone knows there's a falling out or something, you know, like, for example, not to mix sports, but you take the NFL. If someone called the Green Bay Packers before all this about Aaron Rodgers, you wouldn't be shocked. You know, if you'd fallen in the news, you knew what was going on. So I think for the most part, you call and you have interest in a certain player, and you see who they ask for. And you basically say, hey, I'm interested in so-and-so. What's the price? And you work from there. And, you know, hopefully you get offers, counter-offers. But it's not even so much offers. The first conversation is probably when you get a response is more like, this is the group of guys that we like, that we're interested in. Why don't you tell us if there's anybody in this group you wouldn't talk about? Would you talk about all of them? And that's how the conversation goes. And if you say, hey, we'll make two of these three names available, three of these four names available, they might start to do a little more work, and then you get a little more serious.
It is Alex Anthopoulos, our GM, with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Carl and I were having the big existential question last week, Alex. Are we doing this because it's a team which is struggling with injuries? We're still trying to get to that 500 plateau. What was the line of demarcation? When would you have not been doing anything? Is there a number? Is there like something that you have in your mind? If we reach this point, we're not doing anything.
I think it's all relative to your chances in the NL East. So let's say the Mets had really just taken off and been 25. Let's say we're in the NL West. You know, very different scenario. So we're looking at it right now, being honest with ourselves, our best chance to make the postseason is to win the division. The wild card is, right now you're looking at San Diego, I think, is in that second wild card spot, and they're, you know, close to 20 games over 500, or at least 12. So I think the big part of it is that our run differential in the division, I mean, no one really has a strong run differential in the division. Ours is the strongest. Now, we've had some big blowout games, but we've been blown out as well on the other side. But our run differential is the strongest in the division. No one has a great one. The Mets have not pulled away. They've been in first place. They absolutely deserve to be in first place. But we absolutely feel we have a chance to win this division. And I think the Philadelphia Phillies will tell you the same thing. So that's what dictated this the entire time. Being in some other division, if we were 20 games under 500 and another team was 20 games over, then it would be obvious. But we're close. And, you know, close to 60 games left, a lot can happen.
The Jock Peterson deal, I'm not going to say went under the radar, but I thought it was perfect for what we needed. But I'm curious to know, is that, in your mind, insurance for next season as well? How much did you have to balance where we're at and moving forward?
Yeah, so there's a few components to that. We talked to him in the offseason. We looked at him. I was familiar with him from my time in L.A. as well. And didn't have his best season last year in the shortened season, but looked good in the playoffs. And it was clear that the Cubs were going to sell, and he was going to be one of the guys that was going to be moved. And I think from that one, so there weren't that many outfielders available, generally speaking, around the All-Star break. You know, not that many teams were willing to sell at that time. They wanted to wait till the end of July. So I knew that, you know, the Cubs had come out maybe a week or two earlier and announced that they were going to move players. And I think the timing of that deal was pretty important to me. You know, we would have had interest in him all the way up to the trade deadline. But, you know, when you look at that series in Miami going into the break, we lose Acuna, we lose Ian Anderson, and then we go into the All-Star break. And I don't think anyone's feeling great about the way things have been going. And then you lose those two guys. And in my mind, it was pretty important to bring in some type of reinforcements, to make some type of deal if we could that made sense. by the time our players got back from the break. I didn't want this thought of the minute they showed up that sky was falling, we lost Acuna, we lost Anderson, we were in a really tough stretch coming out of the break. We had talked about we were facing the Brewers, we were facing San Diego, we were facing the Mets for five. I mean, we had a really tough stretch those 2 weeks out of the break. The timing was important. And look, yeah, we have the ability to keep them beyond the current year. That certainly adds value as well. But I think the most important thing was we felt like he could help the 2021 team. And the other thing was that we pushed a little bit on it from a timing standpoint because of what had transpired. And I wanted the mentality of the players and the team to be in the right place in that big stretch when we came out of the break.
It's an off day for the Braves and back at it against St. Louis and then the Nats over at Truist Park. Alex Anthopoulos is with us here after all the big moves that went down. Carl and I were talking about this also last week. Is there any way, Alex, we can convince Charlie Morton to come back next year?
Yeah, I mean, look, he's been fantastic. He's been awesome. And he's been every bit what we thought, even more. So yeah, I think it goes without saying we'd love to have him. And, you know, I do think Charlie, when you look at the past few off seasons, he's very particular and very specific about where he wants to play at this point in his career. We're really happy he chose to come to us. I think we have a lot to offer in terms of, you know, geography and things like that. And hopefully, you know, we get to entice him to say we won the NL East for the fourth year in a row. I hope we could tell him that at the end of the year. But, you know, that there'll be a time for that conversation and in terms of, you know, how long Charlie wants to play and all those kind of things. But, you know, the fact that he chose to come here is certainly a good sign. He's having a great year, and we absolutely want to be able to continue that going forward.
All right, last thing. I know you said this, and I'm saying this jokingly, but you said, guys, no one will know when we've done a deal with Freddie Freeman.
That's right.
So, double A, when are we doing a deal with Freddie Freeman?
Guys? Now, you know what? It's the same. Yeah, I'm going to skate a little bit like I always do when I'm on with you guys. He wants to stay. No doubt about it. He's made it clear. It's not lip service when he does his interviews and all that kind of stuff. And he knows we want to keep him. We want to keep him. I've come out and said it. And I've said clearly our goal is to keep him and to sign him. So can I guarantee anything? Of course not. If I could, he'd already be signed. But, you know, beyond the fact that he wants to stay, he's been very clear about that, we want to keep him. He fits. He fits what we're doing. He fits short-term, long-term, all of the above. And our goal is to sign him. You know, how negotiations go and all those things, you know, I've done this for a long time now. You don't know, right? But, you know, there's times where if there's not a lot of desire on one side, it's going to be hard to get a deal done. When there's desire on both sides, you have a good chance, but it doesn't mean there's any guarantees. So hopefully, like I've said before, the first you hear about it is you get a PR release from the Braves. But, you know, all I can maintain right now is that he wants to stay. We want to keep him. Our goal is to keep him. In terms of discussions, talks, contract negotiations, I'm going to work real hard for none of that stuff to ever get out.
Well, there's Alex Anthopoulos yesterday with Dukes and Bell. A lot of
interesting stuff.
Interesting Freddie Freeman stuff there at the end. We'll come back and react to it. Either that or we'll talk to Calvin Ridley. We are going to talk to Calvin Ridley at some point. We will have fame, but it'll be in the noon hour. Right. Okay. Also, Calvin Ridley's famous too. So, I mean, there is going
to
be some fame one way or the other.
Go to break.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. At 92.9 The Game will once again be your number one place for all things Falcons training camp. Our guy Jarvis Davis is going to join us from training camp later on this afternoon at 1:20. 92.9 The Game's training camp coverage brought to you by CarPutty.com, the last auto loan you may ever need. So we'll talk to Jarvis at 1:20. Calvin Ridley going to join us in just a couple minutes as well. Before he jumps on the phone, though, Randy, takeaways from what Anthopoulos was talking about there? Obviously a good deadline, but the Freddie Freeman stuff at the end of the interview was, you know, was interesting.
I just thought it was interesting when you look at Mike's question basically about what made you make these moves? Where did they have to be in the win-loss column? And that's something that was very curious, and I thought that that was a great question by Mike B. But it's like, okay, I understand what he's saying. Well, like, if they were maybe 10 games out, Andy, I don't think he would make moves.
Yeah.
But because they're in this division and they're nobody's running away with it, so you got to find a way.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
To make yourself better without having to give up a lot of stuff to do that. Mm-hmm. You know,
he basically said the Mets are also mediocre.
Exactly.
And so we thought we could add a little bit of talent to track them down.
But you saw he hit to deserve it so, though. You know, he didn't want to be too disrespectful.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, he didn't want to talk trash about anybody.
Yeah, he didn't want to be too disrespectful.
But he was like, yeah, if we were in the NL West, we probably wouldn't have done anything.
Exactly. Like, exactly. So.
And again, rightfully so. You are within striking distance. You know, hopefully win two games in a row.
Yeah, and how we talked about basically just focusing on the NL East. Our focus is first right now just to win the NL East. So, but, I mean, not surprising. I mean, especially about the whole Freddie Freeman thing. You know, of course, we know that they want the Braves, and we know that the Braves want Freddie and Freddie wants to stay. But it's always that question, and you do this to me all the time. Well, why? Yeah. Well, hell, I don't know.
Because that's what I was going to say.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that. That's why I got out of your front of it before you could say it, because you always hit me with that.
All right, well, I'll ask myself why then, okay? So if Alex Anthopoulos says Freddie wants to be here.
Okay.
So what he says to the media is that he wants to be here and he's not lying.
Right.
They want him here.
Right.
And if he could have done it already, he would have done it already. I mean, there's only one answer to why.
Tell me.
Money.
Obviously, Andy, but that's really not a why question. That's obvious.
I thought I unearthed something interesting.
Yeah,
there,
that's not an obvious thing. That's obvious. Yes, it's about money.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if the money was right, Freddie would have had the extension.
Yeah, I think Freddie is well within his rights to do this, and he should do this, is doing kind of similar to what John Collins is probably going to be doing over the next 48 hours. Okay, so the Braves made their offer. We don't know what it was, but we know that there was negotiations last offseason, so there was an offer.
No. I don't like that.
What?
Because whoever, in this, if we put this in this John Collins sense, right? The money will be close, but it'd be years. Whatever another team offers Freddie, the Braves ain't going to be able to match.
I agree with that.
Okay, so if you're talking about going out to Anaheim, going out to Los Angeles, I should say.
Yeah.
They're going to drop that Brinks truck in.
Yeah,
Freddie.
Probably.
Yeah, they ain't going to be able to match that. The Braves will not match that.
Right, and then that's why Freddie Freeman wouldn't be here if he's not here.
Exactly. So don't put the two things, because think about John. John has a choice between if you want one extra year or one less year.
I just think my similarity in those situations is just, if I'm a free agent, I want to see what.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. No, oh yeah.
Is about. I'd like to see what other teams think I'm.
Oh,
worth.
No doubt about that. Yeah, I'm just talking about from liking Freddie. I don't want you to do that, Freddie.
Well, I don't want him to either.
Teams like Freddie.
Yeah, I like Freddie too. I want Freddie Freeman to be. I liked what Alex Anthopoulos said in that interview of our infield is set. If Freddie Freeman is here on a long-term contract, then the infield is set. Austin Riley's that dude. We've seen that this year.
Yes.
Dansby's going to be here. He's up and down, but he hits 30 home runs. Ozzie Albies is an all-star, okay? Right. Freddie Freeman's an MVP. And those guys are all relatively young. Freddie's the oldest one. He's 31. I mean, he's still got however many years of good first base and batting, and then he can transition into being a designated hitter. Like, that's a window with your infield. You also have Ronald Acuna in the outfield. So.
Yeah, they set, but, yeah, I don't need Freddie going to visit nobody. I don't know where Freddie live at, but, no, you stay right there.
Well, you know, right? He already has a house out there. I mean, he's...
Hey, dog, I like to visit my mother-in-law in California. Ain't no big Cali guy unless we're going to San Diego.
Sure.
But,
Sure.
Where he stay at, I mean, yeah. Hell.
All right, let's head out.
Did you see
to,
that house?
It's very nice. He's got a very nice house. Let's head out to Flowery Branch and have a conversation with Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley. Joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. First and foremost,
Red.
Calvin, how are you, man? Thanks for the time.
Ooh, I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Just finished practice. You know, got another day down. Just, you know, ready to get another one in.
First day of pads today. Was it fun to get out there and hit a little bit?
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't do it.
Come on now.
Yeah, man, it's always good to get another hard day in. And good to get the pads back on, makes it feel more real, you know?
You gotta tell them, Rita. I know, I stay out there. I ain't got time for all that now. But question.
You know, I'm maneuvering.
Hey, Rita, tell me this. How has your role changed, if all, coming from last year's offense to this year's what Arthur Smith is trying to implement?
You know, really hasn't changed too much, you know, still, you know, doing what I do, making plays, but, obviously I've moved into the, you know, number one role and it's pretty much my room now. I just, mm-hmm. you know, that's pretty much what it is.
Do you like that? Do you like being able to say number one, my room, that kind of thing? It sounds good, doesn't it?
Oh, it sounds good. And of course I like that. I mean, this is, you know, eventually this is what I wanted to get to and I'm finally here and now I just got to work and, you know, show what I'm about.
Rids, as being the leader of the room and all those things, you got other guys that are stepping up as far as Russell Gage. He's moving up to the two spot, and you got Z moving up there. But one of our favorite players we had got a chance to interview was Frank Darby, man. How has he impressed you so far? Because we know he's a ball of energy, but I'm just talking about as far as on the football field.
Definitely a ball of energy, but, man, really good player, you know, sucks in all the information, wants to come out and be great every day, and just really loves ball, and, man, we're very happy to have him in the room. Just like you said, he's a ball of energy, man. He brings a lot of energy to the room. So I don't have to do much talking with Frank in the room.
Is he always like that? Like it's Tuesday morning at 8 a.m.? Like he's always that fired up?
He is literally always that fired up. From the time I met him to today, he's just juiced up. I don't know what he's on.
You're the leader of the room, but you ain't that far in that you get ornery in the morning. Like, hey, man, you need to sit down with some of this energy, man. You ain't like that yet, are you?
No, man, I would never do a guy like that, man. That's how he builds his way up to get ready for his day, and I don't mind. I'm more of a laid-back guy. I'm going to let him do what he do, and I like it. I laugh, you know. That's what he does. We bring energy to the room.
Calvin Ridley joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. How is an Arthur Smith camp differently? Obviously, you've been in three camps before. This is your fourth, and this is the first one with Arthur Smith as the head coach. What are the differences there?
Yeah, I want to say totally different. The structure of the practice is definitely totally different. Just totally different. I mean, it's fast paced. We're getting after it. Just the drills, the different drills we're doing, and just it's just different. And, you know, new head coach, new coaches. It's just a different style. His style.
Reed, like you said earlier, you're obviously number one receiver and everything. But there's another guy out there, and as we were seeing clips from this morning's practice, like Kyle Pitts making unbelievable catches, his involvement in the offense and how he's going to help you out a little bit more.
Yeah, man, he's really stepping up, learning the book every day, and it's just going to get better and better, man. We're going to bring this thing together, and we're going to make this offense roll, man. We gotta you know, stand for what we want, and you know, build our identity through who we got.
Handful of young guys in the secondary that are going to be big factors this year defensively. We'll talk about maybe some of the rookies in a minute, but A.J. Terrell showed a lot in his rookie season last year. What have you seen from him as far as his development in camp?
Yeah, very, very excited about A.J. Terrell. I mean, obviously last year when he came in, what he did. But, you know, always get better in your second year, and I think he's going to, you know, show that he's one of those lockdown corners and one of those, you know, big-time corners in this league, and very happy and proud of him. And we're going to work together, you know, to make that happen.
Red, of course everybody wants the ball, but what is one of the things that you're looking forward to as being that number one target on this offense now?
First, you know, help my team win, of course. I just want to help my team win games. But, yeah, I want to, you know, identify myself as one of the best in the league and show the guys that are, you know, behind me or my teammates how it's done. But, yeah, first of all, you know, win games. That's what we want to do here and, you know, get back to winning.
How good do you think the offense can be? I mean, we know there's a lot of weapons, a veteran quarterback who's been an MVP before, offensive-minded head coach. How high are your expectations for the offensive group?
I mean, I'm definitely a believer since day one. It doesn't matter what team I would come from or be on. I'm a believer in my teammates and in my team. We want to be the best. I mean, that's what we out here working for. I'm not out here running to not, you know, be the best. I want to, you know, win every game we can. So my expectations are high for us. Mm-hmm. So to everyone's expectations.
Red, yesterday we said that we're not going to talk no more about who and everything on the but we have to ask if we ever had you on. What was your initial thoughts when you saw that that Julio was not going to be anymore?
Oh, I mean, you know, I love Julio. That's big bro, right. You know. Taught me a lot. Hung out with him a lot, you know. Met everyone in his family, met everyone in my fam. But, you know, it's football, business, you know. Team looks different every year. This team is totally different from the first year I came here. I mean, I bet I don't even know everyone yet. I mean, I'm still learning everyone. But it's ball, man. We got to, you know, it's life.
How's your foot feeling, Calvin?
My foot is feeling 10 times better than last year, I can tell you that. I'm happy about it, yeah. I was in pain last year. I'm fixed up now. Good. Now I'm just working my way back.
Well, we're glad you're doing good, man, because we expect big things. Well, you know, nobody can expect bigger things out of themselves than you. But we saw last year what you were able to do when you were actually thrust into that number one receiver. What'd you get? Second team all pro, 1,300 of those things, man. I mean, just the obvious fact. And so many people are, you listen now, everybody's talking about your route running, your speed, your hands, all these different things. What does Calvin Ridley come into this season saying, this is one thing I have to improve on that I didn't do well last year?
I have to be more consistent. I have to, you know, dominate at all times and play at a high level at all times, no matter how I feel, no matter the competition, no matter what, just to, for myself and my teammates and for my team, for us to, you know, go where we want to go, I have to be at a different level this year.
Calvin, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Obviously, everybody's looking forward to seeing what you and the team look like this year. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Rich. Stay safe, brother.
You too, my man.
Calvin Ridley there, Falcons' number one wide receiver. It's his room
Let
now,
you know,
Randy.
Too.
You hear that?
Let you know.
It's his room.
Let you know. It's my room.
He's the veteran in the room.
It's cool to have a room, too.
I wouldn't.
You get to come in late.
I wouldn't.
You get to come in last.
Oh, yeah.
Food on your food on your desk.
Well, you make him bring you food?
Hell, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Can we start doing that around here? I don't think
who's the youngest one out of us four?
Thomas Mott. We'll make Thomas
Mott Brian.
Bring us food.
No, Brian. I'm talking about us four. Brian
actually brought us bagels yesterday.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
He ain't never bring none when I'm there.
Well, show up to work, Randy.
All right, we'll come back and get to the most important audio in the world. React a little bit to what we heard from Calvin Ridley as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.